Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. We had some unusually cold weather, unusually early in the season this year. Killing freezes down in the mid-20s has caused a lot of damage to tropical plants in particular in our landscapes. So you might have some questions right now about what to do with this damage that you see that's happened as a result of those cold temperatures. Well, mostly it's been the more tender plants that have been damaged. Mid-20s will take out a lot of the tender summer bedding plants that we use. So if you had coleus or ornamental sweet potatoes, impatiens, begonias, that sort of thing, most of them have been wiped out. Now, that's not such a bad thing. You can pull all those out, get rid of them, throw them in your compost pile, and go to your local nursery or garden center and buy beautiful cool season bedding plants like snapdragons, dianthus, petunias, and pansies, and plant those in those beds where those summer bedding plants were killed off, and you can keep those flower beds pretty and attractive all through the winter season. Now, for the tropicals that you see that have been damaged, we kind of divide those into two categories or two groups, the herbaceous or non-woody tropicals, and then the woody tropicals. Let's look at the herbaceous or non-woody tropicals first. Now, this includes tropicals like cannas, elephant ears, bird of paradise, begonias, philodendron, gingers, and many others that you may have growing in your garden. They show their damage obviously and quickly. Now, it usually takes about 5 to 7 days after a freeze to fully see all of the damage that's occurred, so never run right out when the freeze has happened and begin assessing the damage. Always wait about 5 to 7 days before you really start looking at what's going on. Now, once you've assessed the damage and you've seen damage on something like gingers, for instance, well, when it's herbaceous or non-woody stuff, you can cut that damage off right away. In many instances, in the case of cannas and gingers, for instance, you're going to want to cut those plants back down to the ground and then put some mulch out over that bed. That'll help protect the bulbs and rhizomes and below-ground parts from other freezes we might have later on. This pruning back of these non-woody plants is pretty optional, and it's done mostly to neaten up the landscape. If you had a patch of gingers that got frozen back and you just don't feel like cutting them back, you can actually leave them alone and just let them stay the way they are. But if you do that, make sure you cut them back down by about the end of February or early March. You want to get all that dead, damaged material out of there before the new growth starts coming up in the spring. In the case of bananas, the foliage has been damaged on bananas, but not the trunks. It didn't really get cold enough to freeze or kill the trunks. So in the case of bananas, all you really need to do is trim off the large leaves that have turned brown. Otherwise, you can leave them alone. Now, when it comes to the woody tropicals, and this includes things like tropical hibiscus, tibicina, angel trumpet, crotons, Exera, Schefflera, copper plant, and rubber tree, to name a few, these are harder to determine how far back they've been killed. The leaves, you can tell they've been damaged, but those woody stems, it's hard to actually tell how far back they've been killed, and so it's hard to know how far back to cut them. An option with these woody tropicals is to simply leave them alone until spring. You know, we're likely to have some other freezes later on this winter that will cause more damage anyway. So you can simply leave those plants alone, wait until spring, and when the new growth comes out, you can clearly see where they're still alive and where they're dead and prune them then. And don't forget, we may have other freezes this winter. Cover your plants up and continue to protect them as best as you can to minimize additional damage that you might see going on. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.